You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Weekend parlay. We'll make picks. Hopefully we win big dollars.
I mean,
it's been a while. We were just
dead in the water last week.
Sorry, I buried us.
It's okay. It happens to everybody at some point. Yeah, I think Friday night, like the Nats just got obliterated. Yeah.
I feel like we hit more picks than we missed, but it doesn't matter because you got to go perfect.
Telling everybody, just wait for football season. That's our sweet spot. The few hits we have, I'm guessing, have come during football season.
No? All right, let me lead off the weekend parlay. I'm a basketball guy. I watched game six last night. The Nuggets beat OKC. But at the very end of the game, there has to be a little concern because Aaron Gordon started touching like his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is not 100%, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Denver to win on the road. Regardless, OKC had the best record in the NBA all season long. Denver's made it a great series. They went seven games in the first round. It's going to be another game seven on Sunday. I don't like to bet against the best player, and I think Jokic is the best player over SGA, though SGA is going to win the MVP. But I feel like home court advantage, game seven, OKC handles their business. I'll lay the points, which I believe is 7.5.
7.5, yep.
So I will take OKC on Sunday. Plus, I don't eliminate the bet on Friday, so we got to sweat at least until Sunday.
Very
with
good.
My bet.
Love that. All right, you're in. All right, spin the wheel, Valdez. Who is picking next?
Let's go Mike Maher.
Mike Maher. Probably a UFC pick, if I had to guess.
Now, the UFC card this weekend's kind of light. It's a light sports weekend in general. I mean, there's no NBA tomorrow. There's only one NHL game, so okay. I'm going to take that NHL game. 8 o'clock on ABC, Stars versus Jets. Give me over 5.5 goals in that game. 5 of the last 6 home games for Dallas, the overs hit. And, Stars kind of got smoked last night, 4-0. This is their big chance going back home to Dallas to end out the series, advance to the Western Conference Finals, because if they don't, that barn's going to be rocking Winnipeg next week. So let's go 5.5 here.
All right, you're over 5.5 goals in Jets Stars. That's at -104.
All right, spin the wheel. Let's go Cakesy.
We will stay on the frozen pond. I am going to take the Florida Panthers on the puck line, laying 1.5. Get a slight plus number at 116. Poor Maple Leafs. They got out of the gates hot, won the first two games in the series. Now they've lost the last three. Austin Matthews has as many goals in the last 5 games as drab t-shirt. 0. Not a single goal from Austin Matthews.
Isn't this what they
that
do in
hurts.
The playoffs?
The Toronto Maple Leafs, I believe, have not won a Stanley Cup since 1966. That was 4 years before all of the junks were born. Oh, also, they have a backup goalie, and his name's Joseph Woll. He didn't play like a Woll against the Panthers in Game 5 when he gave up 5 goals on just 25 shots. Toronto, it's over, Johnny. Florida Panthers will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I've got them laying a goal and a half.
All right. We need them to win big. All right. Spin the wheel.
A lot of puck bets in here. Two out of three so far.
Let's go Valdezzi.
Okay. Sorry.
Any exotic golf bets here?
No. I'm between plays, but okay. I think I'm going to ride with this one.
All right.
Besides the Nats, the Orioles are in a huge free fall, especially against lefties and Mackenzie Gore's on the mound tonight for the Nats. I want you to listen to this stat. So against righties, their batting splits for this year in 42 games played, they've scored 126 total runs.
Okay.
All right. Batting at, 244. Against lefties, Cakes, out of 41 games played, do you know how many runs they've scored against lefties?
In 41 games?
In 41 games played.
They've scored 8 runs against lefties.
30.
Okay.
But that's not silly.
That's not great.
And they're batting 179 against lefties.
Yep.
They cannot hit lefties whatsoever. I'm going to do the Orioles alt run under 2.5.
Alt run under. Mm. Where on earth would I find
go
that?
Go under the game for Nats and O's, okay. Under hits and runs.
Yeah.
And then they have the alternate totals down there. 2.5 is plus 250.
All right, well,
I thought about doing 1.5 at 5-1.
So you're looking at Baltimore Orioles alt total runs.
Yes. And under 2.5, and it's plus 260.
Under 2.5.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Spin the wheel.
You're locked in.
You should have me go next.
Go to Mr. Bickle.
Yeah. Just to jump on that, then I'll just do the overall total. I was going to do over. The Dravy's like, they can't hit lefties. You must have heard Valdez talking. So I'll do under the 9 runs total in the game. We could do both those, right?
Well,
so
we're about to find out.
It kind of plays into what Valdez is doing, right? So if Valdez
hits, we can do that.
If Valdez hits, then the Nats should be under. It's a good compliment.
All right. And finally, we go to Drab T-shirt. Junkies weekend parlay.
Here comes an exotic baseball bet. I can feel it from a mile away.
Well, not as exotic as Valdez's. Yeah. Nothing I love more than MLB pitcher debuts, and we got another one today, and I'm always all over these guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best pitching prospects in baseball, Cade Horton for the Chicago Cubs, 23-year-old, 6 games started in the minors this year, 1.24 ERA. This kid's an absolute stud. Playing the White Sox. So this is his starting debut. We're going to go with 5 strikeouts or more for Cade Horton on the Cubs, and we'll get it started at 220 today. So get that bet in early, Cakes.
All right. So Cade Horton, 5-plus strikeouts?
Yep, that's minus 115.
All right, I got it in. All right.
All right, what do we got here?
All right, hold on. Let me get the numbers up here.
Give us a recap
first. Hold on. I'm struggling here.
How many years have you been running that machine, Cakes? About 30 years?
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time.
Do you think Fred would make those mistakes?
I need the long drum roll here. All right, here we go. I got to put the amount in. All right, so we have 2 plays in the Orioles game. We got the under alt total runs and the under 9 total runs. OKC laying 7.5. Panthers on the puck line, minus 1.5 goals. We've got the over 5.5 goals in the Winnipeg Dallas tilt, and Cade Horton, 5-plus strikeouts at minus 115. A $10 wager wins us $526.52.
All right, not a big payday, but everyone would be psyched if we got like 80 bucks.
Of course.
Just want a W on the board.
Just need one W.
All right, have to take a break. You want to chime in throughout the show? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.